Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty. Hey, do you guys know what happened? This Joe Biden kept a promise. Joe Biden kept a promise. Do you guys believe that?
Well, if it was for a criminal act or a bribery or something, yeah.
Two years ago, Joe Biden, today known as Joe Obama, promised to end the U.S. oil industry. He did. I heard him say it. He was going to put an end to them. And Joe kept that promise. Today, the average price of gas across the country is $4.32 a gallon. So he kept that, and we're paying the price. We're paying the price, but he appeased AOC and the squat and Crazy Bernie and all of those out there with the so-called green movement. He appeased the so-called green movement by you know, there's a lot of people out there. They can't afford, you know, they're now, because of what he's done, because of all his COVID restrictions and all of that, there's a lot of people that they're going to have a choice, either buy food or pay the rent. They can't do both because of that. So what do? Do you say thank you, Joey?
Well, 64 Americans right now, Pastor, and you're reportedly living paycheck to paycheck, and, you know, That's a big number.
You're telling me. Okay, here.
That he's brought on us. And a big part of that inflation, of course, is fuel. So, you know, he devastated our economy with his regulations. No doubt about it. I don't care how you try to defend him. The data speaks the truth.
Well, he said Putin did it. He said it wasn't him at all, but it was Putin that did it.
Yes, Putin did it, Trump did it, Grover Cleveland did it.
Except for, you know, he was the one that cut off, I mean, from our industry here, our people, put all of our people out of a job, and then he signed on to Putin. Putin never would have made the moves he's doing right now had Trump been in office. Trump would not have never let that, you know, that pipeline, Putin's gas line, he would have kept it down, and that the profits would have been coming from here to America. But that's different now. So Joey said, look, I'll line up with the enemy. It seems like that's what the Democrats always do. So when you talk about, and I keep hearing these people saying, well, the Chinese are our worst enemy. No, it's the Russians are our worst enemy. No. If you are an American, if you're a Christian, an American, and a patriot, your worst enemy is the Democratic Communist Collective Party out there. That's the reality, isn't it?
That's absolutely
100% yeah. Right.
Yeah, who turned us from being an oil exporter to an oil importer? It wasn't the Russians or the Chinese, it was Biden.
Yep.
Who got our borders wide open, Pastor Ernie? I mean, wide open. And it wasn't Putin. Putin didn't force us to do that, did he?
No, Putin is invading Ukraine. Biden is invading America. Biden's invading. He's bringing in millions from into America. And they're causing thousands and thousands of people have died by the hands of illegal aliens. And they're bringing in drugs. Thousands, just 100,000 people died just last year. 100,000 young people died just this last year from that drug, that one that they're bringing in from China.
Fentanyl.
Just from fentanyl. If you add up all the drugs, we talked about that yesterday. If you add up the prescription drugs, 250,000 a year. Fentanyl and all of the drugs combined, just from drugs, over 500,000 people have died just in 1 year. And it's growing. The amount is growing.
Well, and Pastor Ernie, did Putin force Black Lives Matter to tear our cities apart, and Antifa and the politicians want to defund the police and all of that, the decay of the cities. Did Putin force that upon us?
No, it was the Democratic Communist Collective, and Mariakas says if you dare speak out against that, you'll go to jail.
Well, Pastor Ernie, did Putin force upon us to kill 70 million plus babies in the womb?
No, that was the Democratic Communist Collective that had done that.
Right. Did Putin force, what do you want to call it, sodomy as marriage upon us?
No, that's the Democratic Communist Collective that has done that.
Did Putin force transgenderism on us?
Nope, that's the Democratic Communist Collective that has done that. There you go.
There's more. I can't think of it right now. But so who was more dangerous to America?
Well,
the Democrat Party or Putin?
There you go. It tells you right there. The Democratic Communist Collective. If you're a Christian, number one, if you're an American and a patriot, the Democratic Communist Collective is your worst enemy. They, if they could, they would eliminate, and that's their goal. This whole thing was done purposely. We played that last night, that piece, that investigation, that they knew that all of these people were going to die from these bioweapon shots. How many people? And we keep bringing that out. That was done purposely as a part of thinning out the world population, the Bill Gates' depopulation program. People were killed purposely. A lot of people, they trusted the government. They took the shots. And involved in that, co-conspirators, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, they all knew this, okay? Now, here's the interesting thing. We have clips. And see, a lot of those people that work at those, they didn't get the memo. And we have clips of these people, these so-called talking heads, okay, who were on television reporting, as they were reporting, they dropped dead. And, you know, I really think God had his hand on a lot of that, you know, where they died right on the spot. There was one woman who came out, she was promoting the vax, and she said she'd had all three vaxes, and she this whole idea that, and she was like making fun of the unvaxxed, and she died right on the spot. Now, there's films. I watched. It must have been well over 100 athletes on the fields playing and died, and 100% of them had taken the vax. And as that clip that we played yesterday, it showed you the huge increase of people that have died in this past year over the year before because of the vax. And we've been telling people, and now more and more of these virologists are telling you that in 3 to 5 years you're going to see a whole lot. Well, it's been 2 years, so within the next year or so is when the main group are going to be dropping dead. And what will they do? Well, I mean, they're not going to be able to keep hiding it forever. The truth's getting out, isn't it?
It certainly is, Pastor Ernie. And I was talking to you before the show earlier. I think it was Virginia. They were requiring males. It didn't say females, but males, junior high school, before you could compete in athletics, you had to have a heart examination.
Oh, in Israel, they're having a huge problem with it. They're, especially with their soldiers and that, those that took the poisonous poke with myocarditis, that heart problem. So there you go.
And this is, Pastor Ernie, you here on the show were leading the charge. Back in, John, when was it? April of last year? May, when we brought in those doctors and all, Dr. John and all, and
yeah,
laid it out.
20, yeah. Early on, yeah.
Yeah. laid it all out, Pastor Ernie, what was going to happen, and here it is. It's unfortunately, it's unfolding before our eyes.
Okay, listen.
And even being surprised, Pastor Ernie, there's another person.
Okay, listen very carefully for just a couple of seconds. Listen, what do you hear?
Crickets.
Right, the phones aren't ringing. The phones aren't ringing at all. Poor Randy, I look back there, I look at poor Randy. Man, he just looks like his heart's broken because the phones aren't ringing. He loves answering that telephone, okay? And Craig, he's playing with his own phone because he doesn't have one to answer in there. So he just sat there playing and nodding his head. And nobody knows where little Lisa's at, okay? So anyhow, it's all because you folks. Now, here she is. She just popped up. All right, folks, it's time for you to give us a call. 888-281-1110. We got to finish strong. This is our last night. We have approximately 40 minutes left to finish strong. So 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. All right, here we got. We've got, let's see, Anonymous in Dearborn pledges $211. And somebody by the name of Democrats or Morons pledges $50, okay? I got a feeling I know who that guy is. All right, here you go. Exclusive. Aaron Babbitt, we will drag our bloody stumps across the ground before we stop fighting for Ashley. That was her husband, Ashley Babbitt's husband. Despite the federal government's attempt to withhold evidence surrounding the cold-blooded murder of Ashley Babbitt and the corporate media's efforts to demonize the slain Air Force veteran, her family vows to never stop fighting for her until justice prevails. And I want to say we're with you. We are Aaron Babbitt. Count me in on that. I watched that woman get shot in cold blood by a dirty cop, and they won't prosecute him. Do you know why? Let me ask you, John. Do you think the reason they're not prosecuting him is because what he could drop on Nasty Pelosi?
There's probably a variety of reasons, Pastor Ernie. From what I understand, he was a Black Lives Matter sympathizer.
Yeah, he was.
And they could care less, Pastor Ernie. They could care less if we are killed, our rights are abused, our wealth is stolen. They could care less.
Okay, let me read the rest of this article. It says here that there are no statutes of limitation on murder, and the Capitol Hill dirty cop who murdered Ashley as she protested the fraudulent 2020 presidential election. And boy, was that right. The fraudulent 2020 presidential election will ultimately be brought to justice. Ashley's mother, Mickey Whithoff, and husband Aaron Babbitt explained in an exclusive interview with a Gateway pundit. You're looking at the two people that will be dragging their bloody stumps across the ground until we cannot fight anymore. Babbitt affirmed, we will never stop fighting for Ashley. And I know what happened that day. Mickey knows what happened that day. So there you go. The cop that shot Ashley Babbitt, Lieutenant Michael Byrd, he admits he has no regrets about killing her in cold blood. There you go. I mean, he had the go-ahead to do it from those above him, didn't he?
Yeah, he was covered, Pastor Ernie. These are, everything about them is lies. Lies, now murder. They live in a delusion, and they think that all they have to do is think something, even though it's a lie, and it's true, and we have to believe it. That's what tyrants did. That's what Hitler did, and Stalin, and Lenin, and Mussolini, and Mao. They were the law. So if they said up was down, you had to believe it. Stop is go. You had to believe it. If you didn't, they would kill you or torture you or something. That's totalitarianism. It's right here now with us, right in America, right now, sitting in Washington, D.C.
It is. And, folks, this is one of the things you got to stand up and you got to fight back. And I know a lot of you out there listening. Now, look, if you think that the Democrats have been caught with election fraud and they can't pull it off again, don't think that for a minute. They're not thinking about not having election fraud. They're thinking about maybe not having an election if possible. But if there's going to be one, they've got to come up with more election fraud than they've ever done because they know they cannot win a fair and legal election. They can't do it, okay? And so this is why Biden's bringing in all of those people, those millions of people that will vote early and often, and they'll do whatever they're told. This is just one more reason. So it's light against darkness. What we just read today, 2 Corinthians 6, what fellowship has light with darkness? We are to storm the gates of hell. We are to storm the gates of hell, and that's exactly what you have there. Let me read you this here. First of all, we have, where did I leave off? Ryan in Michigan pledges 200. Thank you. Jeff in Philly pledges 50. Ralph in the Bronx pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All righty, 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673, folks. Call, listen. Biden's executive order. Now, this has something to do with the clip that we played here. Biden's executive order and Dems landmark digital legislation to wipe out cash. On March 9th, Joe Biden signed an executive order for digital money or the death knell for cash. It's not surprising. We know that Biden wants total control over Americans and their money. For instance, back in October 2021, Biden asked Congress to authorize new bank surveillance measures on Americans to the IRS. You know, I had a number of people tell me that they went to withdraw some money. One of them was like $600 he wanted to withdraw, and he had to wait a day to do it. Okay? The executive order piggybacks off of Senator Sherrod Brown. Oh, he's a communist to the bone. A new digital dollar draft. Senate Bill 3571, Banking for All Act. This is a blatant attempt to control every issue of your life, including your money. But, hey, who cares, right? Okay. And by the way, this, I'm looking here for the author's name here on this here. But anyhow, the World Economic Forum says you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Get your free protection guide here. Yeah.
Hey, Pastor Ernie, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
If you own nothing and I own nothing and Holman owns nothing and all our listeners own nothing, who owns it?
George Soros.
Yeah, there you go.
Well,
yeah, the New World Order, they own it. So they take it all from us and they have it. And then they take what we had and they'll rent it to us. How's that? Is
actually,
that right?
If you remember, John D. Rockefeller said that it's better to own nothing and control everything. That you own nothing. In other words, your name's not on anything, but you control everything. And remember what the Rothschild said? Said, we don't care. We don't care who wins the war as long as we supply both sides. So there you go. And you have those in this country like Lindsey Graham, the industrial war complex, the military industrial complex, that they want those that are highly invested in the war machine. And yet, you know, they could care less how many young Americans have to give their life out there in war as long as they're making a profit. And that's the reality. And you know what? That's on both sides, not just the Democrats. The rhinos are involved in that too. And so he goes on to say this, get your free protection guide. What the press has to say about Joe Biden's executive order and digital currency. Forbes magazine, digital money to be ultimate financial censorship tool. The Sun newspapers. The concern, I'm concerned because there's a lot of language about central bank digital currencies in the executive order, and I think that they are dangerous for civil liberties. Alex Gladstein, Chief Strategy Officer of the Human Rights Foundation. CNBC, don't tell me they're going to say something good. Wait a minute. As all transactions are kept public on an unchangeable record-keeping system, that's nothing. Weird Magazine, I've never heard of that one. Or Wired, no, it's not Weird, it's Wired Magazine. A digital currency issued by a central bank can be used as a tool for government surveillance of citizens and control over their financial transactions. Will have direct control over access to the financial lives of individuals. NBC, nobody cares, right? If the cash is electronic, the government can just erase 2% of your money every year. And that's David Yermak, professor and chair of the financial department. So anyhow, get ready. Biden is going to do as much as he possibly can. You know, whatever his controller is telling him to do, he will do to try to reduce us to a third world status as quickly as possible before he knows he's out of there. All right, there you go. Now we have Carol in Philly, pledges $150. Thank you, Carol. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. So, what is your commentary on that? Are you guys ready for digital currency?
Well, that's a big step towards the mark of the beast, Pastor Ernie, where no one can buy or sell except they have, you know, the number of the beast, the number of his name. So this is this is complete control, because once we let them do it, then they could say, for your money's being locked, like they did to Putin and they did to the Canadian people, because you have a poor social score and you're against the government. Therefore, your money is locked until you're a good boy. Or they'll say, you can't buy this. You can't buy that. You can't donate money. None of your money can be donated. You know, like you're raising funds now. What they could do is just lock you out, that no one can make any digital transfers of money into your account for the show.
It's all going to be electronically controlled transactions. So that's, like John says, easily controlled. With cash, you know, you can carry cash. Cash is acceptable. A person cannot control right now where you spend your cash, because cash is legal tender. But when that's gone, then that's the end of your financial freedom. And it'll all be tied up, I believe, with the satellite system that, what is his name? Elon Musk. Yeah, Musk is putting up. Yeah. And then all the transactions everywhere in the world will be able to be carried on that satellite system. So all the ingredients for the financial digital system are there. It's just now a matter of implementing it. So yeah, that's bad news, and gives the government's total control over you financially.
All right, Russia, China, Brazil, and India all call for an investigation into the U.S. biolabs in Ukraine, representing about half of the world's population. On Sunday, March 6th, Russian news agency RIA Novosti released documents claiming Ukraine was working on biological weapons near the Russian border. Well, remember, we reported on that back then. And what they did, these are American labs, and they were experimenting on Ukrainian soldiers. They were trying these drugs. Now, the idea was for them to come out and come out with a weapon to be able to weaponize a vax for particular nationalities of people. And according to what we talked about last night, the clip, they were working on a vax that would affect Russians, you know, the Russian population. And so there you go.
Pastor, anybody that I, this is my opinion, anybody that's involved in what used to be called germ warfare, gain of function, whatever, however you want to call it, if they're found guilty, in my opinion, they should suffer capital punishment. There is no reason to be involved with germ warfare.
Well, what if you're making millions of dollars doing that? That's what Mr. Fauci made.
Well, if we could execute you a million times, then I guess we would.
Yeah. Now, have you noticed how many times people have been saying recently now, and we said this, a couple of weeks ago, that Fauci, the word is that he's in a witness protective program right now. And the only reason they put you in a witness protection program, if you're going to spill the beans and turn over on somebody else, is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, you've cooperated with the government, your life's in danger, so they put you in the witness protection program.
And if you're going to spill the beans on people like Bill Gates or others, you have to have a lot of security, right?
You're probably not going to get any security against their attacks. And but, we saw what happened to Epstein.
What happened to Epstein?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You know, someone like Fauci will do like what Larry Nichols did years ago. He said, if something happens to me, I become at room temperature. Read this on the air, okay? And we had that and back then. So, of course, since then we brought all that out against what the Clintons, but the Clintons have been impervious to prosecution because, you know, they have so much. Our government is going so corrupt. I never would have thought our country would be this way. But we're still alive, and we still have, by God's grace, we can take our country back for God and country, you know, the way the good Lord gave it to us. But anyhow, here, how in the world would we expect them to go after? Because Rand Paul says if come the midterms, once the Senate, they take the Senate and the Congress back in November, then he is going to go after Fauci, will be prosecuted and tried for genocide, okay? And so gain of function, you know, he lied about it, he got caught lying, this and that. So if I was Fauci and looked that way and look, hey, look, come midterms, the Republicans are going to be back in, and people like Jim Jordan and people like Ted Cruz, they're going to go after the Faucis. And therefore, Fauci might say, all right, put me in a witness protection program. But how could you trust? You couldn't trust the FBI. How can you trust? You can't trust Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland is, you know, we do not have an independent Department of Justice. We don't. And so, you know, he's a dirty cop. You know, he's a part of the collective. All right. Let me see. What do we have here? No new Carol in Philadelphia? Nothing. Folks, you got to hear from you. 888. No, nothing. It's been silence. How long has it been since we had one to come in? 5 minutes was the last call. We only have 20 minutes left in tonight's program, and we're way short. We're way, way short. We can't expect the two Johns to pick up the entire, you know, what do we need? About $4,000. Yeah, so you guys got to help them. All right, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Give us a call. Now, you know what's been happening, but you haven't heard anything about this. I mean, maybe just a snippet or two. two things. The truckers, the freedom, a trucking convoy, the freedom convoy has been circling around with thousands of trucks around Washington, D.C. How much have you heard about that on the fake news media?
Zero.
It's just that we've been talking about it. Fox News did about a 5-minute segment. They're keeping it up. They don't want people to know. Now those truckers are there. The truckers, they're protesting the fact that they can't afford to fill their trucks. They can't afford, and that they have to pass the cost of everything on to us. Thank you, Mr. Biden. But the Democrats in Washington, D.C., they do not want that to get out. They don't want people to know that you have these thousands of truckers have been driving all around the Beltway there in D.C. And you know what else they don't want you to know about? Over there in NATO, they've been having a military drills in Norway. NATO has deployed 30,000 troops, 50 warships, 220 aircraft, right near the Russian border, and they're doing war games right there. How much have you heard about that on the fake news media?
None, Pastor Ernie. I picked it up on different sites. I picked it up on a British site.
All right. Here.
In fact, now this shows you the mentality of the American government. Norway, if you go up over the top of Norway and come around, you're actually like above Russia there. The part of Norway wraps around Russia. So they had all those NATO ships and all the troops there on the ships, and they were like 20 to 50 miles off the coast of Russia. With all this tension going on, if you wanted to relieve it, Pastor Ernie, would you do something like that to the Russians?
No, not if I had money tied up in the industrial war machine.
They're doing everything they can to build the tension.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. That's what it's all about. Look, how many ways can you depopulate the planet?
Well, it can create a pandemic. You can starve people to death, and then massive war.
Absolutely. And we know that the oligarchs, the Rockefellers and the others, they make money off both sides. They don't care who wins the war. They make money off both sides. That's what and they run the banks, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those foundations, that's where the power lies. Rockefeller Foundation, Ford Foundation, then the Rothschilds, there's about a dozen foundations. And that's where the big money is, in those foundations, controlling.
All right, here you go. If the Ukraine conflict doesn't end soon, the world will starve, okay? And here, this is from Natural News. Sanctioned Russian fertilizer and coal tycoon Andrei Melnichenko is warning that a world food crisis could ensue if the conflict in Ukraine does not end soon. Let me ask you this. Here, you got BlackRock, you got the Chinese Communist Party, and you've got Bill Gates. Bill Gates is the largest landowner in America, and the Chinese Communist Party is the next. BlackRock is buying up homes, okay, real estate. Now, what is Bill Gates doing and the Chinese Communist Party? They're buying up farmland. Not to grow food, okay? The farmers now are being told here, and I've been listening to them, you know, and I wanted to play some of what they said, but, you know, these guys, if they would use a little common sense and not use foul language, I could be playing the clips in there, but a little bit of anger turns their language Okay, let me see. What do we have now? All right, right now we need 31. No. Right now we need $2,900. We need $2,900. Okay, so that's where we're at. We need $2,900. All right, we have Anonymous in Oregon pledges $300. Thank you, Anonymous. Okay, and so that's where we're at, folks. We got to hear from you. We've only got 15 minutes left, of airtime. And you can still call, for a few minutes after we're off the air. But we need to hear from you. Okay, so 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And a lot, there's so much going on over there in the Ukraine, and there's so much being staged. In other words, we're not saying people aren't getting killed. They are. It's a terrible thing what is happening there, but it's not the way that they're showing you this. There's a lot of things being staged. They had that clip, and I think it was on NBC, where they had, when it first started, you remember they had all of these Ukrainians were dead, and they had a big tarp over them, and the wind blew the tarp, and as the wind blew the tarp, a guy's arm comes out from underneath, grabs the tarp, and pulls it back. Dead people don't do that usually, do they?
Well, they if they're going to vote, they can, Pastor Ernie. They can
do a lot true.
Of things when they go to vote.
Yeah, that's true. That's
Philadelphia,
right.
Philadelphia is known for that. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a lot of dead people vote.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right. If they can vote, I guess they would pull that. And that's, it's what everyone always says, that he was a Republican all of his life until he died, and then he turned Democrat. And so they just kept voting, huh? 888-281-1110. Folks, we're running out of time. Come on, you got to help us. All of what we're brought here tonight, the things that we talked about, what's happening in D.C., the things happening in Ukraine, and believe me, there's so much being staged you would not believe. You wouldn't have heard any of this. You didn't hear any of this on any of the fake news media. Not a bit of it. But we're here to tell you. And let's go over here. This is forbidden. Hunter Biden's ex-business partner, Devin Archer, files an appeal to avoid prison sentence. Archer, remember, he's the one that blew the whistle. He came out. He knew what it would cost him, but he came out and he told the truth about how Joe Obama got his money right off the top. He was a part of all the corruption. And the Ukraine...
10%.
Pardon?
The guy got 10%, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah. And the Ukraine was used as one huge money laundering operation. And Zelensky, maybe Zelensky right now, I'm hoping that Zelensky is actually, becoming the real thing, that he is for real. But, John, how did Zelensky get there where he's at?
He was an actor.
Me, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was financed by George Soros. George Soros is like partner, not Soros directly, but George Soros' network financed and promoted Zelensky.
And who was it that the one right now, one of Biden's main people, is the one that caused the coup that removed the other president and put him in? What was Zelensky's profession before he became president?
He was a pianist.
Well, he was a pianist, but he was also a comedian.
Sorry, Pastor Ernie, that was... If they put that video out of him, that nasty thing he did.
Tell the folks about the nasty thing he did.
Well, I'm not going to tell. But you can tell.
I'll talk about the drag queen thing, but there's others that we're not going to talk about, okay? But
they can research.
They pull you, They pull your license, Pastor Ernie, and you start talking about that stuff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And so, Hunter Biden's ex-partner, Devin Archer, filed an appeal to avoid his prison sentence. Last month, Devin Archer was sentenced to 1 year in prison for defrauding an Indian tribe. Archer was also ordered to pay $15 million in penalties and $43 million in restitution. Devin Archer believes he is above the law because he was closely tied to the Bidens and filed another appeal to avoid the prison sentence. Federal prosecutors in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan blasted Devin Archer in a motion filed Monday. Hunter Biden's ex-partner was convicted nearly 4 years ago of securities fraud and still has not spent a day in prison. Well, wait a minute. This is not the same guy. And this is the one that blew the whistle that was on Fox News. And I'm trying to think of, I know Hannity had him on there on Fox News. And I think Tucker Carlson, and he spilled the beans on, you know, the whole thing, the entire Biden crime cartel operation. Okay, let's see. Phones aren't ringing at all. We only have like 8 minutes left, and the phones aren't ringing at all. Folks, we got to hear from you. We're running. We got 8 minutes. We got to raise. Okay. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. So we got it. We only got to.
We got to spend our Friday nights talking to each other.
Yeah. You know, the thing of it is we, you know, we are here not to get rich. We're not making any money on this. It's costing us a lot. We're trying to keep people informed, to be the watchman on the wall, to let people know what they're not supposed to hear or what the fake media is keeping from them.
And yes, Bernie, people need to support this ministry. The need is there. If you want to have an outlet that's still free, gives you the truth, presents the truth all the time. And look, folks, I've said it before, there's a lot of research that goes into the information that we bring to you, and it takes time, and it takes energy. And we do that behind the scenes. You don't see it, but we bring you truth, and we're very, very careful to bring you truth. So please, please support this ministry.
Joe in PA pledges 100. Joe in PA pledges 100. Okay. Now, young people expose, and this is from the Life Site News, young people expose damage caused by LGBT. That's the lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing, and they added Q to it, queers, movement, on D-Trans Awareness Day. D-Trans Awareness Day. On March 12th, many young people who identified themselves as detransitioners shared their stories, highlighting the trauma that they underwent as participants in the transgender movement. Boy, you won't hear this on NBC, ABC, or CBS. Young people who said they had been misled and severely damaged by participating in the transgender movement took to social media on March 12th as part of a D-Trans Awareness Day event hosted by nonpartisan organization GenSpect. In posts and videos, they went viral over the weekend. Social media users who identified themselves as detransitioners shared personal photos and stories highlighting the trauma they underwent in participants in the transgender movement. Each post shared on March 12th bore the hashtag Detrans Awareness Day. Detransitioners have been badly treated by society, and we owe it to them to show up, lend them our ears, and make sure that others who also hear about these issues, wrote Irish psychologist Stella O'Malley, who founded GenSpect to help parents and children work through issues related to gender identity. You know what? We haven't had a problem with that because you know why? The young people that had this gender identity problem grew out of it. Usually by the time they were in their mid-teens, it was out of it. They only had it usually, I mean, for years. You guys remember that. You had, you know, as going back in elementary school, you had boys that were effeminate. We called them sissies. But they would always, they wanted to play with the girls. They were effeminate. And sometimes they would dress or play with dolls and that. And then you had girls who wanted to be boys. That and we called them tomboys, but they wanted to be boys. But they grew out of it. They grew out of it, okay? But now you got these sick minds in the public school system, sick minds in psychology that want to take these children and abuse them with something that is, well, what God's word would call abominable, an unclean thing, right?
Absolutely, it's abomination. And you know what, Pastor Ernie? There are some parents that are at fault with this, too. I've known of people that have dressed little boys as little girls and vice versa, so you got to be very careful with that. The Bible says that you don't do that. It causes confusion.
Oh, absolutely. God only made two genders, and he didn't make anything in between, did he?
No, nothing in between.
Okay, there you go. That is what you call, and I know this word is not to be used out there, but it's called reality. That is reality. We have something that they've outlawed, and of course the Democratic Communist Party has outlawed common sense. Common sense to them is something that's a threat, right?
Well, Pastor Ernie, do you see what's going on in athletics now where men that say that, well, young boys and men that say they feel like they're females, they're allowing them to compete?
That's true, and those girls that had to compete are saying that that thing went in, and he still got all the male parts. It's a male, and that thing goes into the shower room with those girls, the dressing rooms, and they don't care much for it.
That's absolutely true, Pastor Ernie. This is Alice in Wonderland. This is really Alice. Now, but what's happened is I listened to some of those female athletes, and they said that they believed he had every right to do this, to think he's a woman. But they didn't like it that he was competing against them. So it was okay for a man to think he was a woman. They didn't mind that, but they didn't want him competing athletically against them.
Because they're saying, well, you see, that deals with reality. Because now, you know, we really know that he's a man, and not his fantasy. So now it comes to reality, and we can't deal with reality, right?
Well, we have to deal with reality. That's what's bringing reality to them. He's not a woman.
All right. Misty in Virginia pledges 100. Nancy in Texas pledges 50. Janice in Michigan pledges 200. Thank you. We're still short. We only have, folks, we only have a couple minutes left. Once we give the invitation, you can still call in, though, because we definitely are way short of our goal for tonight, big time. Okay. All right. Oh, when did that all come in? Okay. Okay. Well, so we made it. Okay. All right. It looks like we made it. It looks like it came in here.
Oh, I thought Bernard and I were going to be a failure for the first time.
Yeah, not for the first time. Okay. Who was it that gave the invitation last week?
I did, Pastor Ernie.
Well, then, let's give it to Holman. John, you got 3 minutes to tell folks how they can avoid hell. I'm probably going to be preaching on hell because all of my messages, you know, deal with current events. And, boy, there are a lot of people going to hell nowadays. But go ahead, John.
Yes, Pastor Ernie, absolutely. You want to avoid hell at all costs. And hell is going to eventually wind up in the lake of fire. And when I preached to people and I say, look, you want to get a little foretaste of hell, just light a little match and just put it close enough to your finger just so you can start to feel the heat. Now, imagine being bathed in flames for all eternity. That is something you do not want to suffer. So, folks, here's the way that you can avoid that lake of fire. And that way is that you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And that means that you believe that everything that he did on the cross was meant to pay for your sin that you could not pay for, and that you are a sinner, and that you need to turn from those sins and do those works that God created for you before the foundation of the world. So when God made that payment, all your sins were wiped out. The bills was marked paid in full. And so you accept that free gift of God, of the blood, the shed blood. The sin had to be paid with shed blood. And so when you realize, when you believe and you continue to believe in what Christ did on that cross, out of a grateful heart, you will have a grateful heart and you will want to live your life for Christ and offer yourself up, as the Bible says, a living sacrifice to the Lord Jesus Christ and to do his works and do his will. So, folks, you will not have a better life. There is no better life that you can live than living the life of a Christian. So our invitation to you tonight is to receive the free gift of God, which is salvation through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So please, please do that, and it will be the happiest day of your life when you know that you have eternal life. You will live forever in the presence of God and all his saints. And folks, it's even better than it can be described. The Bible says you can't describe it. So we're asking that you do that, and you will have the hope of glory. You will be anticipating, anxiously anticipating the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that will be the solution for this world.
And that will be the most important thing that you'll ever have done. And Amen. We want to say tonight to Janice and Miss, we just got some last-minute pledges. Janice and Miss, Michigan pledges 200, Nicole in Florida 1,000, Ann in Minnesota pledges 1,000, Kenny in Massachusetts 700, Susan in Michigan 100, Gail in Boston 100, and let me see, where do we go? Caroline in Chicago pledges 100, Jane in Atlanta 150, and Anthony in Mesquite, Texas 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, we exceeded our goal by big time. God bless. Tomorrow, keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Puppy poops, doggy duty, stinkers, whatever you call them, you know you don't want to scoop it. Keep your yard clear of the mess when you call Duty Calls. Visit DODYCalls.com and we'll scoop the poop.